got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955. You're right, Dick Cheney isn't dead. Oh, she said her on CNN.
He may be computer-generated, though. He doesn't look all that real to me.
Hey, I learned something every day.
Could be one of those clones.
He's an animatronic, Dick Cheney. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. It's Friday, January 10th. A couple things to note, just some business to take care of. First of all, tomorrow, 9:30, Satyricon, which we'll get tonight. It's not there yet, but on rickemerson.com, we'll put up driving instructions to Satyricon. But tomorrow, 9:30 p.m., there's going to be the big five bands, $5 show, 800-octane porn star janitor, Dry County Chris Barbarella, and, of course, the Tim Riley Factor is going to be playing badly tomorrow. So that's going to be then. Later on, we got the top five dead musical acts who are still on the charts. Also, Jolie from the front desk at How Chicks Think. By the way, here's another thing to note. Just about 3 minutes ago during the last break, so I went in there and I swear to God, Jolie said, I need some mints. And then Jolie,
she needed that minty fresh breath.
Jolie and Sarah are passing around those dentine flash strips. You know what I'm talking about? Those little film things you put in your mouth dissolve. They're all minty. Just now.
No, this one with cinnamon. It's kind of gross.
Okay, whatever.
I had garlic for breakfast, okay?
I prefer Altoids.
Okay, first of all, you're going to be 15 feet away. Secondly, you're behind glass.
We can always dream.
It just had to do with
what are you dreaming of?
You know?
What is it you're dreaming of, Sarah? You can always dream
know.
Of what? No, inquiring minds want to know. You can always dream of
actually being able to see the performance.
All right, well.
Up close and personal.
So we'll get to the puppetry of the penis guys here in just a second. They're going to be playing at the Aladdin Theater, by the way. That's the reason they're in town. There was a press conference this morning, which we try as we might, we just couldn't seem to get anybody down there to do it. Because everybody, I would say, press conference, and they'd say, yeah. And I'd say, puppetry the penis, and they'd say, no, I'm busy. So anyway, Tuesday, February 4th through Saturday, February 8th, they're going to be at the Aladdin Theater. So we'll have tickets to that when it comes time, by the way. We've got these emails. Subject line, you suck. Rick, I've only recently started to listen to your show, and this penis crap is the last straw. May you rot in hell, you godless son of a bitch. I will not only boycott your filth, but encourage others to do so. I also hope those tramps you have on the show get their mouths washed out with soap, and that that homosexual deviant everyone keeps effing dies of some bad STD. John.
Who's that?
Presumably Matt, who of course is not a, well, he is a deviant, but not really a homosexual deviant.
Yeah, not so much.
Anyway, that's signed John. Well, all right.
John, I hope you let me know where you live.
Hey, Dave, just don't. You got to rise above it, sister. You got to stay above the fray.
I love John.
You can't wrestle in the mud with the pigs. Then you're
gonna be like Colin
yourself.
Powell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to choose the right, as our LDS brethren say. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. So the ancient art of genital origami coming up here in just a few. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 105. I'm Tim Riley. This news is brought to you by Sunset Mortgage. Interest rates are at their lowest level in years. Don't wait. Give Joe at Sunset Mortgage a call. 761-7610, 761-7610. Sunset Mortgage, home of no upfront fees. Well, the brother and sister team will soon be $25,000 richer. The FBI says Linda and Thomas Martin helped police capture suspected killer Edward Morris, and therefore, the $50,000 reward belongs to them. The FBI says they deserve every penny. Indeed, they do. A convenience store owner in the Couve is in hot water for allegedly selling thousands of pills used to manufacture methamphetamine. Cheng An Wang appeared in court to answer the drug charges this morning.
Mr. Wang is before the court, Your Honor, to answer allegations of possession of pseudo-manufactured.
The judge used a megaphone. Police say he sold 3,500 pills to an undercover cop. The drug is used to make methamphetamine. They believe he was selling drugs to meth manufacturers for months. A 23-year-old Lane County man tried to commit suicide by ramming his car into a pizzeria. Instead, he killed a janitor and lived. Dwayne Schendler drove his car into the pizza parlor 4 months ago, killing 56-year-old Dennis Savage. He operated a family-owned janitorial business he was working when he smashed right through the place. Last month, this guy is, well, he's charged with second-degree manslaughter, reckless driving, and criminal mischief. He also read from the Bible in court. apparently doesn't help.
He didn't use that whole my accelerator stuck excuse, did he?
No, no.
That's what old people... Here's just a truism. Anytime, ever, that somebody over the age of 70 drives their car into something, their excuse is always that the accelerator's stuck. It never seems to happen to younger people.
It's funny, though. How can you kill yourself in a pizza parlor? Anyway, the way people think. Partly cloudy today. High temperatures 45 to 50. Cloudy tonight. Maybe some sprinkles or a brief shower. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a few morning sprinkles. And rain just in time for the big show. Low temperatures 40 to 45, but don't let that keep you away. Rain on Sunday and a chance of showers Monday. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Yes?
Guess who we have over here?
Oh, wait, are they here?
They're here.
Jesus,
they're here.
It's like it's Christmas morning and you're five.
And they're very nice, too. Should we send them over to your
wife? You are bouncing around like you're sitting on a skillet. Ever since we talked about this, and can I just tell you this, that I have never seen your face light up at anything. I say lots.
You've never seen my face light up at anything?
I say humorous and funny, amusing stuff all the time. I have never seen your face light up as when Liz called from the front and said, no, the penis thing is today.
Well,
and it was like a million-watt bulb suddenly went off in your head.
Well, you have to look at it from our perspective. I mean, all these girls strut through here half naked all the time. That's fine.
Yeah, baby.
And then guys come in, they actually have a skill with their bodies. And we might not be able to see it.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
Okay, so are they here? So let's go ahead.
They're here.
Let's go ahead and bring them into the studio. Let's bring them into the studio.
All right, so let's bring them in.
All right. So now entering the studio, entering the studio now are the puppetry of the penis guys. This is Simon Morley and David Friend. Am I right about it? Am I pronouncing all that correctly?
Simon Morley and this is Daniel Lurie.
No, okay. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't
you sit on that microphone right there?
Yeah, David Friend and I were the ones who sort of started it many years ago.
Okay, and so it's Simon Morley and?
Daniel Lurie.
All right. Note to self. Daniel Lurie. Excellent. You don't look like guys who would do puppetry of the penis.
What do they look like?
Yeah, what do they look like?
I don't know. You guys, I would sort of expect you guys to be there painting my house or something. You just look like normal guys. I expected you to have some golden glow about you and to have, I don't know, to have capes and a halo. And yes, then I've come to manipulate the penis. But no, you just look like dudes.
We're in disguise.
And that's pretty much who does this. I mean, every normal man does it. That's where it all came from.
I'm not really... Let's take a quick straw poll. Tim, a lot of penis puppetry at your house?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, yeah, I don't really know...
You guys have all that fun equipment to work with. I bet you've tried, Rick.
That's not true. That's like saying you manipulate your bosom into some wacky Mickey Mouse shape because you could.
I can teach you a couple of those.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, do women become, is this a common phenomenon that women just become very, very aroused, not even at the actual sight of it, but just at the thought of the penis puppetry?
I'm not sure it's aroused, but they're definitely excitable.
Curious.
I think it's more curiosity. I mean, the one thing, women have been told for centuries now, you're not allowed to laugh at a man's genitals. It'll hurt his feelings, he'll crush him, he'll never talk to you again.
Nobody ever told the women I slept with them because...
We pity you.
Yeah. Hey, you're getting I pity me more than anyone. But I just, from the minute this got brought up, we had the press kit that came with us, the video for it. And it was like I was a side of meat in the zebra house at the zoo. It was like I came in and immediately I was in the building and women were on me like flies on a hamburger trying to get the video from me. And Sarah was watching it and then Jolie wanted to watch it. A woman named Tammy who works in accounting. She wrote it
for a couple nights, didn't she?
I had the video. Sarah finished it. The video wasn't back in my hand 10 seconds when I got a phone call at my desk. Is that video available for lending? So I haven't even seen it yet because it's just I hung onto the paper press kit, but that's just because I refused to let it out of my grasp. So,
well, that's all good news. But did you watch the video?
No, I haven't gotten it back yet. It's just it's being handed from one female to another, like a doobie at a party. So I have yet to see it.
God love them.
So how did you discover, how is it that it would occur to you to do penis puppetry? Was that just like where you, God awoke you in the middle of the night and, you're to do penis puppetry, I call upon you.
That's definitely a calling.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I was minding my own business many years ago. My younger brother came home and he'd just been at a tennis camp and he showed me a hamburger. He'd made a hamburger out of his genitals. The girls would be able to I'm sure they've seen the hamburger on the video there. And it is, it's one of the funniest things you'll ever see. So then we built a healthy repertoire of them trying to make each other laugh, which made for some very strange Christmas lunches.
Yeah. That's one of those things you don't want an aunt or uncle to walk in on at the wrong moment.
Yeah, but now we charge them to see it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We got sick of being invited to parties and, you know, people would play full of drinks and go, oh, come on, show us a hamburger. Yeah. So I've just thought, hang on, I can put a cape on and charge people to see this. And
excellent.
That's pretty much where it all began. You know, it's a party trick that's gone way too far.
Do your parents lie about what you do? Do they go, no, he's an architect.
No, they can't anymore. No. They can't. My mother did. She was very embarrassed at the start. Now it's more popular culture in Australia and, you know, we play Broadway in the West End. So she'll ring me up and say, look, I need another 2 books and another 10 tickets. And she swaps them for free haircuts and golf lessons, and she trades on it.
Do you guys ever get any, I mean, I don't, you guys have done this all over and all kinds of different locales, all kinds of different countries. Do you ever get, the authorities ever come in and crack down on you guys? Do you ever get the, we're going to come in and crack skulls if there's any penis bending tonight? Not in my town.
Yeah. Well, it's not really the police, but it's more like religious groups and whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, God love them. What they do every time they complain about us, they end up just selling like an extra 3,000 tickets through the publicity they get us. You know, every time it hits the papers.
Here's a really dumb question. Now, having not seen the video, I understand that there was some...
I have a question about the stretching. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so were you that stretchy to begin with? I mean, I saw that wind sailor thing. That was...
wind surfer, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Man. That just looks kind of painful. Well, yeah, I wouldn't know, but...
Though, it's a bit like those Amazonian chiefs that walk around with a big plate in their lip. There's no pain involved there.
Yeah.
Still when you come out of a cold shower, it's exactly the same as what it was, you know, when you were 4 years old.
But most men can do it. We're just using it to its full extent.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you always been so open with your genitals?
I wouldn't say always.
Like in a bust up, look at this!
Yeah. I mean, I've always been rather comfortable with my body, and I've never quite understood the shame that's attached to the male genitalia. But I wouldn't say as open as I am today. I mean, you know, nowadays I'll get it out the drop of the hat.
Yeah.
Who's got a hat? Yeah. No, okay. So do you guys ever have do you have to start small? Like, you do this Eiffel Tower bit, which is... Do you have to start with like a two-story hospital and then build to the Eiffel Tower, or could you do that right from the very beginning?
The construction.
Yeah, right from the beginning. I was sort of, I was blessed with, you know, a bit of clay to work with.
Sarah, I haven't seen it. Can you vouch for that?
I can. Right. He is very blessed.
Do you get do women see the puppetry, the penis, they see the genital organa, and then they're like, I want to see what else you can do with that sailor. Why don't you come on back to... Do they think that you're... Well, maybe this has made you better in bed, but do women assume you have extra sexual prowess because of your puppetry skill?
It's hard to say, because there's no groupies in what we do.
Oh, I mean, come on.
No,
not at all.
Honest, maybe the odd, you know, overexcited middle-aged housewife that, you know, that hasn't got any action for quite a while. But no, absolutely not. It's a very non-sexual show, and I think anyone who comes to see it will agree there. Probably the last thing you're thinking about is, you know, what it can do.
All right,
maybe not. That's
the potential.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Simon Morley and Daniel Leary. Puppetry, the penis. It's going to be the Aladdin Theater, Tuesday, February 4th through Saturday, February 8th. And we've got, like, guys in the audience who've seen this. This isn't your first trip to the States. You've been here before. You were on Jay Leno.
Yep. The show, we now have 8 teams running around the world, and we ran for a year and a half in New York. It ran for about 6 months in L.A. I've just recently did, 2 months in San Francisco, and it's going to be opening all over the U.S. We're gonna try and take it to the middle bit, down to the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Now, is this, can people, have you put this out on video, or can people rent this or buy this yet?
There's a documentary, which you can get off Amazon.com, called Tackle Happy, and that's where we began. It's us in a combi van circumnavigating Australia, doing the show, you know, in all different types of situations. It's a bit Spinal Tappy, but it's a very interesting little piece.
And there's also a book which takes you step-by-step lessons on how to construct your own installations at home.
Yes, the user's guide.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is are there sort of knockoff acts? Are there imitators? Are there puppetry of the penis wannabes out there that are...
Well, not really. I mean, so we're not precious. We actually teach people to do these. We want people to run with them. But we haven't had anyone, you know, putting capes on and selling tickets yet.
Right. We're spreading the joy.
In Spain, that they tried to do it. Look at our lawyers jumped on them.
I had a friend, there's a friend of mine when I was in college who did male modeling for a while. And he would go to an art class and he'd get, you know, $20 an hour to stand in front of the class nude. But of course, he had this nightmare, and it never happened. He had this nightmare that he would become aroused, right, and then it would ruin the modeling session.
Yeah.
And so you're on stage, mm-hmm, what's the largest crowd you've done penis puppetry in front of?
The biggest I've done is 5,000.
See, 5,000 people, and you've got to know in the back of your brain that there's somebody in that crowd who's just going to be stunningly attractive, male, female, whatever. I don't know, but it's going to be somebody in the crowd, and don't you worry that you're... Things are gonna get a bit stiff.
I've got three words for you. Think of Nana.
And dead puppies.
Trucks of dead babies. Trucks of dead babies. All right. Matt, you're a full-time listener in Vancouver. What's up?
Hey, Rick. Love your show, man.
Thank you. You're on with the Puppetry of the Penis guys. What do you got?
I love the Puppetry of the Penis. When is their show?
We're going to be in Portland. What's
Tuesday, February 4th through Saturday, February 8th at the Aladdin.
We were actually in Vancouver late last year.
Where do they love you guys the most?
Let's see. It's in Europe, it's really starting to take off as well.
Yeah.
We're about to do a tour of Scandinavia and Iceland.
What a horrible tour it will be.
Yeah. And in the UK, we regularly do 2,000-3,000 seat theaters.
Do you guys get, do you get sore or something after a while? Do you get sort of like road rash where you're like, oh, I just can't take one more night of this?
No.
You have to give your penis a rest?
No, not at all. I mean, if there was any pain involved, believe me, I'd hang McCabe up straight away.
So you don't suffer for your penis art?
Not at all.
Okay. Hey, Matt, anything else?
Not really, man. All right. Thanks. I love your show. Keep up the good work, Rick.
All right, there you go. Ticketmaster is where you can get them. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or 224-4400. They're going to be at the Aladdin. All right, we got this. We have more on the way here. We're here with Simon Morley and Daniel Leary, Puppetry of the Penis, the ancient art. And that when we get back, I'm going to ask you that about how the notion of it being ancient. So don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. More on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's Talk to Nettie, KTK. We'll be back.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Is it everything you've ever dreamed?
Oh, and more.
Is
are we going to
fantasies coming true?
So, are we shot down with the whole show thing?
Yeah, there was just all this unpleasness with management.
Shuffle a couple of quick ones.
Yeah, maybe if they can meet what nice guys there, you know.
You're going to pay my unemployment. I don't think so. Soon as that started, I could just see the big red hotline starting to ring. Now salespeople are gathering at the window. Salespeople are gathering like white on rice outside.
But they're all men.
And they're all men. Rob White, our salesperson, just wandered by. All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Eiffel Tower.
Could you be any more giddy?
It's impressive. You haven't seen this. You don't even...
I haven't had a chance. No one will give it to me. Is it one woman after another?
Oh, cry me a river. Wow. Whoa, he's chasing him with a fan. what's with the fan?
I'm on the skateboard doing the windsurf.
Blowing me across the side. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We're here with the Puppetry of the Penis Guys. It's Rick Emerson Show, Simon Morley, and Daniel Leary. Okay, now
I had a couple questions.
Let me just say, to answer everybody's repeated inquiries, that I was snubbed, my hands are tied. I think we were told pretty much point blank. I think we... We were just told no, basically. I said the question everybody wants, which is, are they going to show their penises in the studio? And I asked this morning, and there was just a long, slow shake of the head, and no, that's not going to happen, Rick. And I said, but...
No.
But come on, you've got... No. But wouldn't you just let me...
No.
But can we just have one?
No.
So that's not going to happen. So it's out of my hands. But you all have the video over there, and you just saw the Eiffel Tower, which is where there's some stretching and prodding.
They're on top of a Volkswagen bus.
And oh, yeah, that's
driving.
That's that Priscilla shot.
Yeah. Does it look painful?
Is that you, Simon? It looked like you.
Yeah, that was me.
All right. Looks like fun.
And so the Eiffel Tower, what does the Eiffel Tower consist of? Is it stretching?
Long.
Yeah, you stretch it down, and it looks exactly like the Eiffel Tower. You get close enough, you can actually see the people milling around at the top there.
Oh.
That cover as well.
And the wristwatch, how's that?
The wristwatch, you like that one?
Yeah, that's...
Now, you told me earlier that you kind of are always looking for new tricks to add to your repertoire, so if...
Yeah.
Do you take submissions from the public about...
Oh, I've got a great design I came up with. Always. Look, to be honest, we get a lot of people coming up to the show afterwards and saying, oh, have you tried this one? There's nothing that... Really, they're just, you know, they're the same tricks, but they're calling them something
variations
else.
On a theme.
One I got, a fantastic one, was the Mary Lou Ratton. And you just make a little trampoline and she bounces. That was fantastic.
And so if people... Because you have different troops that are kind of fanned out all across the country, around the world, different sort of side groups that go out and do this. How... If there's somebody listening right now that goes... Well, you know, I've always been able to manipulate my penis, but I never thought I could make money with it. Now, how would somebody audition for this?
Well, you can hit our website, puppetrythepenis.com, and you can... There's information there where you can audition. But when we come back to do the show, there will be an audition at the theatre. Because we're desperate for more. We just don't have enough people.
And you can start living the dream.
So somebody wanted to know about... if you're in the Aladdin and you're sitting in the far seat, do you guys have monitors or anything?
Oh, that's a good question. How do you see from 30 rows back?
Yeah.
Well, we do have a camera, and we have it's like an IMAX screen behind us. Three-story high penises, we can promise you.
Yes.
The bigger the theater, the bigger the screen. We get, the whole stage is a screen.
When are you going to do the Rose Garden?
We've actually been workshopping that, and we want to do that big pink towel, too.
Do the Wembley. Oh, yeah, big pink downtown.
So is it you two specifically that are coming back to Portland?
Be far behind.
Daniel will be coming back. I unfortunately won't. I have to go to Spain to train some boys up in Spain.
You're going
to
see me, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
IMAX. It's Sarah's died and gone to the celestial kingdom. Let's go downtown and talk to Diana. She's a full-time listener. Diana, what do you got, sister?
Baby, why aren't I there?
I don't know.
I should be here. You know I belong there.
Well,
there is no puppeting of the penis right now, though.
Well, see, that's the thing is we're not allowed to do it. The line of women who want to be here for this, and probably men, too, is just immensely long. Now, you should be listening, because next week we'll have tickets to give away for this.
Well, I'll be trying, because I want one.
All right, there you go.
Thanks.
Diana downtown. We will have tickets to give away for this, for the show, which is going to be the Aladdin February 4th through Saturday, February 8th. You can go to Ticketmaster.com or 503-224-4400, or we'll have tickets. We'll have tickets to be giving away.
Another question from a caller.
Yes.
They wanted to know how lengthy they had to be to audition.
Oh, that's a good question. What's the original equipment got
to
be?
Well, we don't like to talk size. Let's just say the more clay the sculptor has to work with, the more he can create.
All right.
You've got to be, you know, pretty standard, I think. Well, I don't know.
You can't be a thumb.
No, you can't have a thumb.
No.
Sorry,
that's just
must be a swollen thumb.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to thank Simon Morley, Daniel Leary. Thank you guys for coming in. Again, it's puppetryofthepenis.com. If you want to know about this, it's a non-sexual show, but it's for adults, obviously.
Do
people bring children to this? Yeah. Are they allowed to bring children to this? Yeah, are people allowed to bring kids to this?
Yeah, most definitely. It's up to them, you know.
So every child can have a dream.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, if I told you, you know, when you were 15 that you were going to make a living flashing your penis about, I mean, you thought I was like, what was I smoking?
Like,
and could
your
you borrow some?
A strange man saying things to me. Getting out of the house.
Puppetry of the Penis is Tuesday, February 4th at the Aladdin Theater through Saturday, February 8th. Again, Simon Morley, Daniel Leary, and everybody at puppetryofthepenis.com. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for
appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, here's your top five for Friday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire. Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. La-la-la-la-la. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
This is one of those days when I'm hoping my mom isn't listening. My mom, can I just tell you about my mom?
My grandma's probably listening right now.
God, my mother works, God bless my mother, she's 66. My mom works at a hospital with Alzheimer's patients. My mom works at a hospital surrounded by senior citizens who are all very delicate and fragile. And she listens to the show on the internet. And this is one of those days when it's just better if she's not around because I don't want to have to explain this to the relatives. You know what I mean? It's like Laura. Laura doesn't even tell people what I do for a living. She lies. What does your boyfriend do? He works at 7-Eleven. What's your boyfriend do? He's a bagger at Walmart. You know, that doesn't matter. All right. Here's Tim Riley with today's Top 5.
And because you can't keep a good, or in this case, mostly mediocre artist down, the Rick Emerson Show presents the Top 5 dead musical artists currently on the charts.
Because the charts right now, if you're looking, are filled with dead people, man. They're filled with people been dead, in some cases dead like 30 years. And they're still just there moldering in the top 100. And these artists are off in the top 75 at least. So, being dead and being on the charts, it's not just for Elvis anymore. So here's your top 5 artists ranked by chart position. Top 5 dead musical acts on the charts as of today.
At number 61, Lisa Left Eye Lopez and the rest of TLC with 3D.
Yours is Lopes.
No, it's Lopez. But it's spelled Lopes. I don't know why it's not spelled correctly. These guys were never good when they were alive. Well, when she was alive, anyway. Here's another thing. In the same manner that we've all arbitrarily chosen to side with Nicole Kidman over Tom Cruise and Ben Affleck over J-Lo, have you noticed that everybody's favorite in this band was that chick with the condom on her eye, Lisa Lopez? Like, why? Everybody's arbitrarily
chosen. She was cute and lovable. Well, she burned her boyfriend's house down,
She's a felon. She set fire to her boyfriend's house. See, I can't even... It's so hard to tell what... Half the artists on the charts could be dead these days because it's so difficult to tell music that was created after they died from music that they did when they were living. Because everybody, especially with hip-hop and R&B, because they just go into the studio, what they do is they go in with like a click track, which is just a dip, like a metronome, and they just lay down the vocals with a click track, and then they just lay down the rhyme on top of it, you know what I mean? And then somebody does the music later. So these guys could all be dead for all we know. All right.
Then if somebody leaves a door open, somebody comes in and shoots them. At number 32, it's Kurt Cobain and the rest of Nirvana with the self-titled compilation Nirvana.
Is Sarah actually fanning herself from the heat over there?
Somebody took the fan. It's freaking hot in here.
It's all steamed up from the heat of poetry.
There's no oxygen in here. She's flushed.
How'd that lipstick work out for you?
That was great.
You glad you had the pins? Those seemed
all
cool.
Come off.
They were cool guys.
Oh, they were really nice.
But seriously, and I didn't mean it as an insult, but they just looked like some dudes who would be on the bus with you. But they just looked like these ordinary, average guys. You know, because the press kit has got them on these, literally in golden capes. But they just looked like just these just dudes. Just dudes having to wave their penis around. Who hasn't done that? Hey, by the way, let me just talk about this Nirvana song for a minute. So, you know, I'm not a big Nirvana fan, but in the canon of Nirvana music, this is actually a pretty great song. Compared to other Nirvana songs, this is probably in the top 5 hooks that Kurt Cobain ever wrote while he was drawing air. So I'm with this. And I also like the release of the song just because it irritates Courtney Love. Because she fought so hard to keep the song off the air and to keep the song private. I just like hearing it because I know that somewhere Courtney Love is screaming in angst. That makes me happy.
They all sound disappointed in this song.
Yeah, well, they're you know, those depressed grunge kids.
At number 19, Elvis Presley with 30 number one hits.
Elvis, oh God.
Little boy with a rubber nose
on a cold and gray Chicago.
Elvis Presley really did set the standard. He's the gold standard for dead guys still on the charts. Listen to this. What a piece this is.
And their mama cries.
Was there ever a time when this song was considered good? I mean, it must be. It was the number one song. It's on that CD. In the kitchen. I can't. It's like when you listen to the music, there's certain songs that you like, You Light Up My Life or Convoy or something, and you can't really conjure up a time in your head when people listen to it and went, now that's music. I can understand the appeal of All Shook Up. I can understand the appeal of Heartbreak Hotel. This song was never good. There was never anything good about this. And the fact that it was number one and that it's now on the charts again, I can't fathom who's buying Elvis CDs at this point.
Mark Marshall is.
Well, that's the thing is, why would Mark Marshall even be buying this compilation? Is it possible that he just doesn't own enough Elvis already? Doesn't he probably own all these songs five times over? I mean, I guess if he was on the net, he could just download that one new single. Because that's how they screw you into doing it, is they put the one new track on the CD.
At number 14, Tupac Shakur in Better Days.
This guy is setting the standard. This guy is totally setting the modern standard for riding that death train. His mom, Amaru Shakur, or whatever, Afeni Shakur, man, if she is just whoring him out like he was a $3 streetwalker downtown. This is now, I think, we were talking about this a few weeks ago. I think we determined this was the fifth album that had come out since he died. Either fourth or fifth. We found a finally spot to kick it. Where we can drink liquor and no one pick us over the trick. A spot where we can smoke in peace. And even though we geez, we still visualize places that we can. You know, and poor Tupac had no idea this was going to happen because he was such a workaholic that, again, you know, what Tupac would do is this was known. Tupac would go into the studio, turn on the, you know, the click track, and he would just lay down rhymes. He would just lay down lyrics because he always said that he wanted to get them out of his head while they were still fresh, thinking that he would be around to put to finish the song together. And it's that's the thing is, once you're dead now, man, people, it's like, remember that commercial that had Fred Astaire dancing with the vacuum cleaner? That's what all this stuff is. Just whoring out your name and your image and your voice after you're dead. There ought to be some law that prohibits your worthless, slacking family from cashing in on stuff you didn't release while you were alive.
At chart position number 9, it's Aaliyah with I Care About You.
Something like that.
How'd she die?
I don't know, maybe...
She didn't care about overloading her plane.
Aaliyah, she died in a plane crash.
Well, and the pilot was on... From what I heard, the rumor was the pilot was on cocaine, too. And the
plane she had too much crap in her plane.
And the plane ran out of gas. That was the other thing. It's like the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane. Isn't it the Skynyrd plane that ran out of gas, they determined? Or was it Otis Redding?
Oh, that's sad.
Somebody's plane ran out of gas. What an embarrassing way to die is that? It's not even as good as choking on vomit or being shot Sam Cooke style in a hotel room.
And didn't Ricky Nelson freebase on cocaine and blow up his plane?
I think that's an urban legend, though. I think that's been disputed. I think they've now shown that that wasn't the case, that Ricky Nelson didn't blow up his own plane.
Oh, darn it.
I know it's more interesting. Well, it's like Mama Cass and the ham sandwich, you know? It's just more interesting to think that it happened. Choking on ham is funny. I mean, who could dispute that? All right, this is the untalented and supremely boring Aaliyah. All right, there you go. The top five artists who are currently dead yet on the charts. Coming up, Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on, more of your phone calls. Plus, Tom Black is at 3, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7 p.m. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Top 1080 KOTK.
Thinking about you and the days we used to share. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering if you still care. I don't wanna let you know that it's killing me. I know you got another life. You gotta concentrate, baby. Come back to me.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right.
It is warm in here, though. There's a bunch of people in here.
Who? I can only see you and Joan.
Kristen and Clyde.
What, are they all just Clyde's hanging out waiting to see the penis
just
guys?
Just
the penis
hanging
out. The penis guys left.
They have left the building.
Yeah, the penises have left the building. What are you waiting for? All right, here's Sarah dealing with the traffic.
Well, you know, there's...
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. All right. See, now everybody's looking up that tattoo group. Rick, when you speak, I listen. I found the tattoo video for Things She Said, and I can guarantee will not find its U.S. premiere on MTV unless they pixelate out all the kissing. That's true. They were on MTV News. I don't think MTV's showing the full video yet, because it's just them. It's totally just this, them making out for the whole thing. I think in the rain for part of it. So I think it's like teen girls making out in the rain, scantily clad. I'm saying all this for journalistic purposes, because this is what's on MTV. MTV showed a little clip of this video, and it's been sent to me by my posse, and... so forth. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our friend and colleague, Kristen, from accounting, who joins us now. How are you doing?
Hi.
Did you just come by to see me, or was it also for the penis puppetry?
Well, I think we
don't
can just
answer.
Say
just,
she was so mad when she walked in. Well, because I heard them, you know, earlier today on
another network.
On another network.
Yeah.
And, and I was still under the impression that, you know, we
were going to be the full Monty here.
Yeah.
Well, you got to hear them. You just didn't get to see the CD in studio.
They're very nice. They're very sweet.
No, I fought the good fight about it.
I'm sure you did.
I went to the wall about, no, we've got to have penis. And no, I just got.
And did we even try the argument that we have strippers and whatnot come up here all the time?
No, but we don't have nude strippers.
Well,
what about Michael's last outfit?
Yeah.
The leather strip?
She wasn't nude, though. That's
pretty
the thing.
Much.
It wasn't my decision. Don't look at me. It was the man, okay?
I don't know if you really tried.
The iron boot, the hobnail boot of the man was who made this decision. It was not my choice.
I will have to have words with someone.
I fought to have, and I never thought that these words would leave my mouth, but I fought to have uncovered penises in the studio.
And we appreciate it.
And
maybe we could just have a party, you know?
What in the name of Christ are you talking about?
And invite the Simon and...
There's a unisex bathroom down the hall. That locks. Why don't you just go down there? So I was telling Sarah earlier, how can I get a private show? I don't know.
I said no to that idea. Don't.
But you... Well, to the bathroom idea, but your whole idea was... Who was it that wanted them to do it in the parking lot?
Me.
Jesus.
That's a well...
You women are all sex-crazed demons.
How often is it that we actually get to see... penises.
I thought you didn't like to see penises.
Yeah,
I thought
movies.
Women.
Well,
I thought women didn't like
it. When they're not doing anything, it's one thing. If they're origami, it's a whole different
clearly
story.
Clearly, you like to. Clearly, women who are open with their sexuality and enjoy the sexual experience like them in action. I'm just saying, I was to understand that aesthetically speaking, you all didn't want to see them.
Well, no.
But you know what this is all about? I know what this is all about now. This is all about latent hostility towards men. You have a latent desire to see penises mutilated or deformed.
Don't try to turn this around.
You've got a latent Lorena Bobbitt thing going on.
I think he's got something there.
Yeah, baby.
It's not that I want to see, like, in pain, men in pain, but just... You know, because women can't do anything like that.
You want to see disfigured penises.
Well, because penises alone are not all that attractive. So if they're making the shape of the Eiffel Tower.
Thanks.
Well, that's good.
Take away what remains of my fragile self-confidence.
It's nothing personal, Rick.
Oh, sure. No, it's just against my entire gender. Here's another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. By the way, can I just say that tomorrow at this gig at Satyricon, the show that's going on. Can I just tell you, the Tim Riley Factor, and we're in the ads. We're on the poster.
I heard you say that earlier.
It's in the Willamette. It's in the Willamette, too. The Tim Riley Factor. We're going to be so bad. We're going to suck.
It's going to be great.
Well, the other bands are going to be great. Pornstar Janitor, Dry County, Kurtz, Barbarella, Aiden and Arctic. They're all going to be good. We're going to bring the whole... It's like one stupid kid in a class of smart kids. The whole mean test score goes down.
That's why I'm just kind of going to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And then that way I can kind of have an excuse why...
I don't even think we're going to be able to pull off the Ramon song. I think it's just going to be the Wish I Had Soul. I don't even know that we can pull off the I Want to Be a Ramon.
With all the negativity, Rick, yeah, you probably are going to suck. Come on, you got it. PMA.
Thanks for giving me negative affirmations.
PMA.
Dr. Phil?
Positive mental attitude. I learned that in sports.
That's a crock.
That's one good thing about sports.
I'm all about the power of negative thinking.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Rick, I have a few things to say about what women want. First, a question. Why do women ask test questions? For example, you're watching one of those primetime game shows where it's Playboy Playmate night, and your girl asks, as she looks at one of the former playmates, do you think she's prettier than me? If you say no, you're a liar. If you say, well, duh, you're a dick. Why do women do that?
Well, there's a few reasons, and Kristen is here. She can say her part. But they want to know if you really love them.
It's not about love. Love has nothing to do with whether or not you're more attractive than the woman in Playboy.
Yeah, but see, you just have to say the right thing.
You have to...
Okay, so here's the other thing.
But it's kind of in code, so the guys never do know what...
Why don't you just ask the guy, do you love me?
Oh, that would be too easy.
That would be too simple.
Right. So, no, but
Christ
see, okay, you know how guys are taught to just nod and go, to everything when the woman is talking?
Okay.
This is a way to catch you off guard. And be like, so, you know, we can prove that you're not listening to us. You never listen to us. You never pay attention to us.
We need attention.
Somebody's defensive.
You know what?
Somebody's got issues.
No.
Somebody needs therapy.
I'm just answering the question.
You're nutty, is what you are.
No, I'm not.
You officially need therapy.
Well,
first of all, this guy sounds like he's definitely a Likas listener.
Completely.
Because that's exactly the same kind of question that...
Well, he's just a man. It's not even a Likas. He's just a guy, because every guy has to deal with this.
But then I'm going to put it this way, that Tom is right when he said basically women are attention whores, and if they feel you're not paying enough attention to them, they're going to start a fight with you by saying, do I look fat in these pants?
Right.
Which there is no good answer
There's no answer.
Automatically the woman is going to get pissed at you.
Right.
And therefore start a fight.
So if you want to start a fight, just come up and kick us in the head. Come up and punch us.
That's how guys
start a fight.
I would do that.
But we're not guys.
Well, clearly. But
well, you should be.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you operated more like men.
Give me a penis and let me have at it.
See, but that's the thing. If women just stopped to think, what would a man think in this situation, you'd be one step ahead of them.
See?
But we're thinking so much about everything else, you know.
Stuff that doesn't matter.
Well, stop thinking about shoes. You've got enough goddamn shoes.
Stop thinking about matching your shoes with your purse. Don't even worry about it anymore.
We've got more to come. It's the Rick Emerson Show. That's another edition of How Chicks Think with Julie from the front desk. Jesus God.